Russian choral music developed over centuries, informed by tradition, the state, the church, and eventually other parts of the world. SWRTI's Susan Lewis reports, this month, the Philadelphia Singers contrast the work of two Russian masters who created their sacred choral music over a century apart.
In the 1800s, Russian church authorities were debating whether sacred music should be limited to traditional chanting or include freely composed music as well, says Philadelphia Singers assistant conductor Brian Schieper. Tchaikovsky's 1878 Liturgy of St. John Chrysostom, he says, was one of the composer's first ventures into church music and a harbinger of things to come.
Because he wasn't fully in the church, he could explore ideas that he didn't think were foreign to the church.
And yet,
it's a piece that sort of brings all of what you expect to hear in a Russian choral piece to light in a really concise way.
Russian choral music, Schieper says, involves a lot of doubling. Different voice parts singing the same music, octaves apart.
And also a sort of expansiveness that doesn't entirely fit with the Western idea of tonal progression or harmony necessarily. So we'll hear more modal influences.
100 years later, composer Alfred Schnittke was working in a very different political environment.
Schnittke, who wrote his concerto for choir in the 1980s, is writing in a country that doesn't outwardly appreciate the religion which he's suggesting. So he takes on a much more mystical world. It just unfolds and collapses and unfolds again, but it's an experience that it will gather itself around you if you let it.
Both works are sung a cappella.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.